I'm going to start over. I actually did not have the recording on, so I'm going to start over. This is Kim McLaughlin, and I want to welcome you to our start of the year and emotional eating conference call. And I love these calls. I love talking with everyone about how to end emotional eating, some tricks and tools to get you started to kind of living life in a different way and feeling like you have a handle on it, have a handle on eating, and have a handle on what you can do differently. So what I want to talk today about is, and as I said earlier, I have everybody on mute. I find it easier. We don't hear all the beeps and beeps with people coming in and out of the call. So just know that you're on mute, but just sit back, relax, and let's have a really interesting kind of discussion about New Year's resolutions. I first want to start to tell you that I don't make New Year's resolutions. I definitely don't make weight loss resolutions anymore. I used to enter the new year thinking I am going to lose weight, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds, whatever it might be, but it was always the first of the year starting off saying I'm going to lose weight. And I think you guys on the call are feeling probably the same way, and it's really reinforced in our community that we should actually think of losing weight at the beginning of the year and not kind of make it a priority at the beginning of the year. You know, I think it's interesting, like we have this whole idea of overeating and eating a lot over the holidays, and then come January 1, we're supposed to say, I'm done, I'm not going to eat like that anymore, I'm going to now go on a diet. So it's this idea that we binged over the holidays, and then January 1, we go on a diet. Kind of that we're repenting, we're feeling bad, we're saying, oh my gosh, I've gained so much weight over the holidays, over this last year, what was I doing? I feel bad about my body, my clothes don't fit, and now I need to stop. And so we go on a diet. And diet to me is a code word for restriction. And restriction is can't have what we want, can't do what we want, have to eat only good food, not eat bad food. And that restriction actually ends up being kind of our downfall. So let's just kind of go through what happens at the beginning of the year. Come to January 1, and everybody says, all over the internet, I don't know if you noticed, but like all over the internet, there is kind of this discussion about which diet are you going on. I was kind of, it was interesting this year, those of you kind of go on the internet, saw that, you know, Oprah had her big challenge this year that she's going on a diet. And there's actually been other years where she's said similar things. And so I just found that interesting, kind of all the discussion from her bringing up the topic of weight loss and trying to do it different this year. And that was kind of sound like her beginning of the year goal. So, but I know, and I suspect you know too, what happens is at the beginning of the year, we're feeling bad about the weight that we've gained, and we kind of get excited to go, wow, this is my opportunity, January 1, this is my opportunity. I can lose weight, I can get back into my clothes, and I now get to figure out how I'm going to do this. So what happens is we look around, and what I find so interesting is how full the gyms are at this time of year and how full the weight loss centers are this time of year. I don't know if you've noticed it, but I notice every year come January 1, it is harder and harder to get, you know, to get in the class because they're all full at you know, at my gym. Or definitely, like, I have to plan my time around when there's not going to be people on the treadmill because I swear that all the treadmills are taken come January. I plan an alternate schedule when I go to the gym, the big gym, because I know all the equipment's going to be full. All the classes are going to be full. And so January, they're full. February, people start to back off. Definitely towards March, I can find a place and I can get back on my regular routine at the gym, time-wise. Not that I don't go to the gym, but that I just I have to change my schedule January and February to account for all these other people being there. And that's what's going on right now. Also, what I found what's going on is that when I used to go to different weight loss centers, that at this time of the year, the lines are so long to get in and to get weighed and to get a seat. There's extra seats in the room. And then come February, March, less and less people are in there. And I think that's a problem. I think that goes with that kind of idea of that weight loss resolution, that we're going to lose a certain amount of weight. And what happens is that after January, February, March, we get bored with it, get tired of it, we get frustrated, it doesn't seem to work, and we feel bad. And then we don't want to do it anymore. And so if we don't want to do it anymore, we say forget it all. So the whole thing goes down. No more exercising, no more eating differently, and then we begin to binge or overeat and kind of go back in this. What I look at it is that we're stuck in this, what I call the binge diet guilt cycle. And if you've ever been on my calls before, I talk about this a lot, that there's this kind of, if you think of a circle, and think of the top of the circle is, put the word binge, and then the binge, overeating, feeling bad about our body, go down the circle, and then the next around the circle will be the word diet. So then we have to diet, restrict, over-exercise, deprive, in order to counterbalance the binge. And then what happens is we have to then we feel bad about it. I'm sorry, we're on the diet. We actually feel good about it for a while, and then we feel like we can't do it anymore, feel overwhelmed and overloaded, go back up to the binge. And then what happens after that is we begin to feel guilty. And so we go diet, binge, guilt, diet, binge, guilt. We go round and around and around. And it's a cycle that I think gets reinforced this time of year with this idea of weight loss resolution. So today what I want to talk about is a way to get off that track, to get off of that cycle of diet, binge, guilt, needing to have a weight loss resolution, and to begin to feel different about ourselves and do something different. Because I think you're here because you want to do something different. You want to learn something different, and you know that what you've been doing doesn't work. So what I want to talk about is this strategy that I have that I really like, and I talk about this with my clients, is the idea of giving up the weight loss number as a goal. And that might sound really kind of foreign to you, and you might say, Kim, that's not right. I need to have a number. And what happens is that what I find with the people that I work with that are engaging in emotional eating and binge eating is that we get caught up in the idea of, I've got to have a number. I've got to have a number of how much I want to lose. And often it's a large amount. And so then we start to move towards that goal, and we feel pretty excited at first. Come January 1, you start the diet, you start the exercise, and then you lose some weight, lose 5 pounds, whatever, and then you begin to feel like, oh, this is nice, my clothes are fitting better, I feel so good about myself. But then the second, third, fourth week comes along where we still have this big weight loss idea of a number. And what happens is that as time goes on, you know, taking off that large amount of weight just doesn't happen as easily. And what happens is that we get on the scale, and what I find pretty consistently is that as we move along, the number never seems to be enough. We get frustrated, we feel upset, and feel overwhelmed that we're not doing it right, and we can't do it perfectly. I can't eat according to the plan. I can't eat what I want, and if I do, I'm going to gain weight. And there's a lot of shoulds that I should have done it. I should have done it the right way. And getting on the scale or having that kind of number as kind of the sole focus of what we do can be very, it can make us feel sad and make us feel frustrated. I hope you're kind of nodding your head saying, yeah, I get what you're talking about, Kim. And so I want to tell you what I do. I don't think it's bad to have a number as your ultimate long-term goal. I'm not saying don't say you want to lose weight, but I'm saying let's try and look at it differently. And what I like to do is I like to consider how do I want to feel, and that's my goal. And so consider that right now is like, you know, you have an idea probably about a number that you want to be down to, but I want you to consider how would you feel mentally, emotionally, physically to be at that weight, to be that person that you kind of see in the future? You might find that you might consider that you might want to feel happy, happier, joyful, energized, content, satisfied, or you're ultimately you want to feel strong. Or one of my personal favorites, I'll put it out there, one of my personal favorites is that I want to feel strong. That's where I'm going for. And that is the feeling I want. And so I want to kind of, I want to every day then what as I'm doing eating or doing anything, it's like, is what I'm doing helping me feel more strong? And I'll put it more in perspective in just a few minutes, so just bear with me. Kind of this is a big concept that I want to put out to you that I think is really important of this time of year. But what I find is that when I have a feeling state that I'm going for every day to make it to that long-term goal, I find that I can keep on track. My eating's on track. My exercise, my mind, I don't feel like I'm all over the place when I have this feeling as my ultimate goal. It ends up being my motivation. So let's take just a few moments. I actually like to do it earlier in our talk, do a little relaxation, but I chose to do it a little later today so you could kind of use the relaxation around this idea of the feeling. But I just want you to sit there, close your eyes if you're not driving, and I want you to just start taking a deep breath because we're going to do a little work to figure out maybe what that feeling state is you want to be at or go into in order to reach your ultimate goal. So just take some deep breaths. Feel yourself relaxing, sitting deeper and deeper into your chair. Feel your feet feeling more and more relaxed, more and more heavy as you continue to take a deep breath with me. In and out. In and out. And I want you in this relaxed state where everything's very calm and peaceful. I want you to consider that ideal self. Where do you see yourself going in your mind's eye? What do you look like? And I want to know, how do you feel as you're seeing how you look? How do you feel in that state? Are you feeling happy with yourself? Are you feeling content, satisfied, joyful, peaceful, strong. Just be in touch with that feeling state of how you want to be. How do you want to feel? That kind of future self. How does that future self want to feel? And really breathe into it. Now, I invite you to come on back with us and just kind of sit with that feeling for a moment. And imagine that every day your goal is working towards feeling that feeling. So let's talk about how it works. What happens for me is I have this, I want to feel strong every day. And that's kind of my goal for my body is to feel strong, to feel like I can do the things I need to do every day physically. And that's just been really important to me. Doesn't mean heavy weightlifting or anything like that, but just feeling strong. So what happens is when I eat every day, I have conversation with myself about with what I am going to eat right now, does it or will it help me to feel strong? Because what I find is that there are certain foods that don't help me to feel strong. And there are certain foods that slow me down. There are certain foods that just don't make me feel good physically. And actually, they don't even make me feel good emotionally. And what happens is that as I get in touch with the feeling state of how I want my body to feel, how I want to feel, I find that I can, as I'm asking myself, Kim, is this food going to make you feel strong? It slows me down enough for me to consider, yes, it will make me feel stronger, or no, it won't. This morning, I like to have protein shakes in the morning. Not every morning, but many, many mornings. And so I had it, and I put in lots of good stuff in it. I, you know, put veggies in it, and I put protein powder. I put almond milk in it. And I put that together because it feels so good in my body, and it gives me the strength to do the things that I need to do every day. And so it helps me move forward. Let's say I like to use this example sometimes that, you know, let's say that I wanted to have a donut this morning, knowing that I was coming on this call with you guys. I wanted to be alert and energetic and sound powerful. And let's say I had that donut. What probably would be happening right now is that I would probably be crashing and not feeling so good because I'd have that kind of sugar high and then that sugar low. So let's just say that I thought this morning, well, you know, how about I have a donut? And I would think through, well, is it going to make me feel strong today? Is it going to give me the energy that I need to do my day, to move through my day today? And the answer would have been no. It wouldn't. It wouldn't make me stronger. It actually would probably make me feel emotionally bad. It would probably make me feel, well, generally if I have it, it makes me feel sluggish and down and not energized, which is what I want to be right now, is I want to feel energized. So it wouldn't work to my advantage. So that helps me say no to food that doesn't fit for me. And I, please hear me, I am not saying don't have donuts. Donuts are food. It's just a food. But it wasn't a food that was going to be really good for me today and get me where I want to go. So this process works really well to slow you down, make you more mindful of what you're eating, and get you in contact with your ultimate goal, which is to feel a certain way. So let's say you ultimately wanted to feel joyful. Let's just say you were looking to feel more joyful and that, you know, to have a body that is reflects that would make you feel so joyful and excited and happy. And so really considering now we're coming on a meal will be probably coming up pretty soon for you, but is this food going to make me feel joyful? Is it going to give me the energy that I need to feel joyful? And then consider that. And if the answer is no, why would I want to eat it? Why would I want to have something that's not going to lead me to feel, that's not going to make me feel the way I want to feel? So what we're doing is we're moving away from focusing on a number on a scale to focusing on how we want to feel. And I hope you're getting the idea that as you begin to focus on eating foods that help you feel the way you want to feel will actually ultimately end you with a goal of having a body that better reflects how you want to feel. And that might be, I never know what weight people will feel best at, but just that it will begin to help you feel better about your body, better about what you're doing. And what we know is that the more we feel more positive, encouraged, enlivened, the more we're going to eat foods that are not feeding our emotions, or the emotions that aren't necessarily ones we want to feed. That we're feeding it. Actually, we're feeding our emotions in the right way, I should say. I want to feel energized and strong. And so, if those are the emotions I want to feed, right? I don't want to feed emotions like sad, angry, upset, lonely. So I use other tools for those, but to have a long-term goal of how I want to feel keeps me on track, keeps me moving forward. And that's what I want for you, is I want you to feel like you're moving forward, like you're not caught in that diet binge guilt cycle. When you're in that diet binge guilt cycle, it just doesn't feel good. And what I know happens is that that's where we gain weight. That's where we don't feel good about ourselves. That's where we don't feel like we can move our bodies in the way we want to move them. And I want more for you. And I think you want more for you because you're here listening to this because you want more for yourself. So I hope you consider today at your very next meal, at your very next snack, how do I actually want to feel? And is this food going to help me get to that goal of how I want to feel? The more every day you're focusing on that, the more you're on track with food, the more you're putting food in its proper place as nourishment. So this is a pretty deep kind of conversation, and I'm so excited to share it with you because I think it's revolutionary and it's different than the diet mindset. So I want to offer to all of you in our last few minutes that we're here that if you want to talk more about this, I am available. I love to give free consultations. I love to talk to people more about how they're feeling and what they need. And it could be my services might help you to end binge eating, or it could be, or emotional eating, or it could be some other services might be more beneficial. I don't know. I wouldn't know until I talk with you. But I want to offer all of you the opportunity to talk one-on-one with me, no hard sell, just kind of you and me talking a little bit further about what you might need, how this idea of using your feelings to help you move through kind of the ultimate feeling that you want to move through how you eat every day, how you might use that for yourself. I want to offer this up to all of you. And so what I'll be sending out a little later today is a link to for you to email me to let me know you're interested. It's a free call with me to talk further about what you need. Actually, what I'd also love you to do is for you to email me and let me know what feeling you came up with, what feeling are you wanting to move forward with, and how is it you're going to think about it for yourself as you're using your food every day to put food in its proper place as nourishment. I want to thank you all for coming on this call. It's like I said, this is what I personally do. I do this every day. I do it some days better than others, not perfect, but it is a starting spot. It's one of the many things we can do to get out of this cycle of emotional eating. So I want to thank you all for showing up. I want to thank you for being here. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.